Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is your All Local for the 21st of March, 2023. I'm John Little. First full day of spring, and it is going to be warmer and very windy again with a high up near 70 and winds coming out of the south gusting up to 35 miles an hour. Well, after a fellow student was gunned down and killed on campus yesterday, classes are canceled today at Lamar High School in Arlington to give students and staff time to cope with the tragedy. KRLD's Bailey Friday has an update. And Bailey says that school's canceled just for today.
You mentioned coping. That is exactly what this time off is for, because this was a terrifying ordeal yesterday for students and parents.
You know, my biggest fear was that I'd arrive here and gunshots would still be going off or something, you know.
There is at least one video of the shooting, and the victims were sitting outside the school waiting for it to open when they were apparently targeted. Arlington police say the shooter then ran away. They never entered the school building. One Lamar student was killed, one was injured, and of course one is now behind bars charged with capital murder. Classes are canceled today. As we mentioned, all extracurricular activities involving Lamar students are being postponed as well. Students will be back tomorrow morning. Counselors will be at the school tomorrow morning as well to talk and help students process what happened. And school officials say they'll stick around as long as they're needed. Now, we have talked to some Lamar students, and some have told us they didn't feel scared. They weren't even all that surprised about going into lockdown because they say it feels like this kind of thing happens a lot.
Following the deadly shooting at Lamar High School, school districts across North Texas are trying to reassure parents their students are safe in schools.
Anthony Tozzi with the Northwest ISD tells me the school district goes to great lengths to protect students and staffers. Tozzi notes that all schools have multiple sets of doors that people need to go through in order to enter a school building.
We also have a buzz-in system where if you want to gain access to the school, you actually have to buzz in and the front office will let you in.
And Tozzi says all high schools have at least two school resource officers and all middle schools have at least one. And those officers will float around and support the elementary schools as well. Now, as for keeping people safe outside school buildings, Tozzi says the district safety and security team will take yesterday's incident into account when considering any possible additional measures. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The show must go on, and former President Donald Trump plans to go ahead with his rally in Waco this weekend, whether he is indicted or not. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
Depending on what exactly the charges are, SMU political science professor Matthew Wilson says this will likely rally the base in Trump's favor. It could also turn off most would-be voters by the appearance of politically motivated indictments. But Wilson says the DA also runs another major risk.
If Bragg proceeds with a flimsy prosecution, it allows Trump to kind of throw everything under the label of, hey, they're just out to get me. And that certainly is helpful to the Trump team in the long term.
The former president is set to hold a rally at the Waco Regional Airport on Saturday. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Texas man is facing several charges accused of supplying the gun used in the murders of two Americans in Mexico early this month. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has more.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton issued the legal opinion Monday afternoon. It states that education saving account, or ESA, programs don't violate the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. But it found that part of the Texas Constitution that excludes religious schools from receiving ESA funds actually violates the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Governor Abbott and others have been pushing lawmakers to expand ESAs in Texas this session, saying that parents have the right to choose the education that works for their child. From the 24-Hour News Center, Robin Geske, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The state's attorney general, a supporter of school choice, insists there's no constitutional barrier preventing Texas from adopting such programs.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton issued the legal opinion Monday afternoon. It states that education saving account, or ESA programs, don't violate the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. But it found that part of the Texas Constitution that excludes religious schools from receiving ESA funds actually violates the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Governor Abbott and others have been pushing lawmakers to expand ESAs in Texas this session, saying that parents have the right to choose the education that works for their child. From the 24-Hour News Center, Robin Geske, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas Zoo is ready to show off its newest resident. It's a baby warthog.
The new addition to the warthog family at the Dallas Zoo is named Takiti, which means watermelon in Swahili. She was actually born last month but has been kept behind the scenes. Staffers were concerned that she was not as active as they had hoped, so they provided her with around-the-clock care. That included regular bottle feedings and weighing her several times a day. They say she is about ready to enter the giant of the savanna habitat to interact with some of the other animals with some guidance from a zoologist. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You've got pictures of the baby warthog on our website at krld.com.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit krld.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.